yes, one day you're listening to 101.9 FM. Excuse me. Wow. CITR. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. This is Queer FM. Oh my. This back to school business is rough getting in here. Rough goings, I tell ya. So many students on the bus, and there's construction going on all along University Boulevard. Took me a little minute to get in here. I'm glad to be here, though. And excited. This is going to be a great show. I'm wondering if there are people out there that heard last week's show. We had a power surge right in the middle of the show, and all the computers in the studio shut down. But looks like everything's back on board today. Just looking at everything playing away in the background. And everything looks good. Happy September, people. I am very excited. I'm celebrating a birthday this week in my family. My middle son is turning 17, which is really exciting for me. No really big, huge plans. I will be DJing a block party. You can look it up on Facebook, Block Party, on Saturday, September 16th. Near Commercial Drive, a lot of local artists, performers, were shutting the street down, having a cool block party, and all ages also, so children are invited. There'll be workshops. I know there's going to be a couple of art workshops, I think some dance workshops. For sure there'll be a freestyle workshop, and you name it, anything about hip-hop, we're going to be representing to the max. So, just looking for some goodies to share with you. Oh, I had a wonderful weekend. I helped out at an event called Back to School Granville Live, which was at Studio Nightclub, which was amazing. We had a great turnout. Lots of stuff to talk about there. I was able to, you know, I was the one holding down the music for the entire night, so it was really, really cool to chill out, meet new friends and see some old friends, and have people hear my music, which is a rarity. So anyways, follow me always on Instagram, Twitter, DJ Denise. I've got a couple of numbers after my handle there. For Twitter, I'm DJ Denise 0477, and then also on Instagram, DJ Denise 35. And Queer FM has its own Twitter and Instagram, so follow there too. Twitter, what are we? Queer Van, and Instagram, it's Queer FM Vancouver. Actually, Queer FM Van is the Twitter handle. I just looked at it right there. And Queer FM Vancouver is our Instagram. So follow, retweet. We're always looking for great causes. You know how it is. In the city, beautiful city called Vancouver. Wow. I'm really excited. This is going to be a good one. So, stay tuned. I've got Fortune Killers with Domino up next. Check these guys out from Victoria. Here we go.
Be my domino when you explode. When you go, I go. You could be my fire. You could be my domino when you explode. When you go, I go. Dynamite spark is in.
Estorinos is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Estorinos is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Estorinos, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you, and I've got some amazing news for you here. Just looking at what's happening around the world and also in Vancouver, I was checking out Daily Extra, and this piece of news is dated September 11th, 2017. How many gay and bisexual men live in Vancouver? Now, think of a number and then wait. If you guess 30,000 or 3% of Vancouver men, you're probably not far off according to a study by a Vancouver researcher, but if you were way off the mark, don't feel bad about it. It's straight out counting gay and bisexual. Don't feel bad about it. It turns out counting gay and bisexual men isn't easy, even for scientists. There's no definitive survey of how many gay and bisexual men live in Canada or any of its cities. We don't ask about sexual orientation or identity on the census. The population is also hard to pin down. There is a difference between men who are attracted to men and men who call themselves gay or bisexual and men who have sex with men. Gay and bisexual men are what researchers call a hidden population, a group of people hidden from the public eye by stigma or lack of clear definition. Ashley Rich, a PhD student and researcher at the BC Center of Excellence in HIV/AIDS, studies populations who are at risk for HIV. She wanted to cast a broad net to identify who are at risk for HIV. She wanted to cast a broad net and identify as many men who have sex with men as possible. Gay and bi men account for more than half of all new HIV infections in Canada. Oh, okay. And nearly a quarter of the gay and bisexual men in Canada are living with HIV, live in Vancouver. Rich's method of for calculating the population of gay and bisexual men was distinctively simple. She found every way she found every way she could to reliably estimate the size of the population, and then she took the median. Some of Rich's methods were obvious, like looking at the Canadian Community Health Survey, an ongoing telephone poll that asks Canadians about their health, including if they are straight, gay, or bi. Others were more creative. Rich asked men in Vancouver, in a Vancouver gay men's health study, if they listed themselves as gay or bi on Facebook, and how often they got tested for sexually transmitted infections at local sexual health clinics. By figuring out the total number of men who were listed on Facebook through the site's advertising functions and by getting STI testing data from the Center for Disease Control, Rich could then use simple math to figure out how many men there likely were. Perhaps the most counterintuitive method Rich used to figure out the size of the gay and bisexual population was to just ask men what they thought, a bona fide research technique called the wisdom of crowds. This gave the smallest result. On average, men thought there were about 10,000 gay or bisexual men, though the number was dragged down by a few men who thought there might be only a few hundred. The example based on Facebook suggested 23,000 of the Canadian Community Health Survey, about 30,000, and the survey for sexual health clinics was about 40,000. The median result about 27,000 gay and bisexual men. Rich says that's about what we should expect based on similar studies in other countries, but says that 27,000 she calculated should be seen as just a medium number of gay and bisexual men in the city. Some men who have sex with men have been shown in other studies to be unwilling to tell researchers or doctors about their orientation, taking non-disclosure into account. Rich estimates the number could rise to about 40,000 or 50,000. Rich's study doesn't get us an exact number of gay and bisexual men in the city, but she says it will be used for tracking populations at risk for HIV, figuring out how trends in HIV infection are changing over time, and giving consent to other research. At the very least, she says she hopes her study will provoke more conversation about who men who have sex with men are, and how difficult it can be to identify their hidden population. Oh my. Well, that was an interesting article. And again, this is an article in Daily Extra, dated September 11th, 2017. It's called How Many Gay and Bisexual Men Live in Vancouver. And you can check that out. Also, follow some links if you like. Let's see, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I have another story. I was just looking at this amazing, cute story. This is in LGBT Nation, and it's a lesbian couple just had babies, and the fathers are married to each other. This is also dated September 11th, 2017. Marley Martinez, 34, and Cara Melendez, 32, are married, and they each have a baby within a month of each other, but their beautiful family doesn't stop there. The babies' fathers are also married to each other. The women wanted children, and so they researched their options online. It didn't take long for them to agree that they wanted their children's fathers to be a part of their lives. We knew that at some point the babies were going to ask us, "Who's my daddy? What does he look like?" Melendez told ABC News. With a sperm bank, we didn't have that. The women had known Alex Torres, 30, for 10 years, and he had recently moved to their home state of Florida with his husband, Junie Roman, 33. At the beginning, it was going to be Alex only, the donor to the babies, Mendez said, but then they got to know Roman. Marilee knew she wanted him to be a dad. She loved his personality, everything about him. On July 23rd, Mateo was born, and Marla was born on August 22nd. The women have full custody of the children, and the men are involved in their lives. Oh, for my kids, they are going to have a lot of love, Roman says. Martinez and Melendez have given us the opportunity to be part of this journey. We are a new modern family. Wow, that's a real uplifting, cute story. I love that. Everybody can visit each other and there's no mystery there. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. It's SoCan week right now, so we're playing all Canadian music, making sure we keep it Canadian, keep it close. Before you heard Fortune Killers with Domino, they have brand new track. I posted it on the Facebook page, so follow us on Facebook. We're Queer Van. Queer FM Van. I have to keep getting the FM in there. And actually, I noticed that the Fortune Killers liked my little post. So yes, please keep following Queer FM, and you'll get some cool goodies along the way. Find out new exciting events and people who are in the city too as well. All right, I am gonna. Oh, and I played I Am You Are. They're also from Vancouver. Almost didn't mention them. That song was called Little Death. I think you can find it on YouTube. But don't quote me on that. Little Death is a new, awesome, cool track that we definitely want to promote a lot. But I've also got a Vancouver artist up next here, Tempest Jade, which I've been following along with Have It All. Gonna get right into this. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
Is the loneliest number but two. You keep me up all night, it's you. I didn't know what to do. Told myself I wouldn't fall. But baby, now look at me crawl. On my knees begging. And you can have it all. You can have it all. You can have it all.
picture this black lipstick kiss, blood red wine, blue black vein.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
A night at the Rose Colored Discotheque. Coming to the Vancouver Fringe Festival, September 7th to 17th, at the Kulch Historic Theatre. It's an unapologetic, side-splitting satire about modern times. Transport yourself to that unforgettable night out in this uproariously funny, thought-provoking, and visually captivating show, written by comedy duo Dylan Archambault and Argy Ginotti from CBC Comedy, The Groundlings, and Upright Citizens Brigade Improv School. Dance, drink, laugh, repeat. Follow them on Instagram at Rose Colored Disco.
Yes, 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. And we're just getting through the cool music of the day. What we've got for you. SoCan Week here at CITR, and what have I got? I just played Tempest Jade to start off the top of the hour there with Have It All, and and Tempest Jade is from Vancouver. Random Order is from out east. That last song you heard was Black Lipstick Kiss. It's an amazing, amazing track there. Now, I've got some lovely news, well, from around the world. Now let's follow what's going on. I've been talking about Australian and what's going on there with their postal ballot. You can read about this story in Pink News. It is dated September 12th, 2017, and it says, voting begins in Australia's equal marriage postal ballot. Voting is underway on marriage equality in Australia as the first ballots have been mailed out. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has opted to put the issue of same-sex marriage to the people in a continuous and controversial public vote. Controversial. Let me get my words right here. The public vote, which is non-binding and advisory in nature, has no legal power, but the result will likely be taken into consideration by the country's lawmakers. The first of its kind postal vote is now underway, with the first ballots mailed out by the Australian Bureau of Statistics today. Ballots will continue to be sent out to registered voters in the coming days and weeks. The ballot paper will read, "Should the law be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry?" And the result of the ballot will be announced at the end of November. However, the No campaign has cut down the lead by running a successful scaremongering campaign, but equality campaigners vote to fight to win. Theron Bradley, executive director of the Equality Campaign, says we are in it to win it. We are committed to doing all in our power to ensure that the long-held wish of the Australian people for marriage equality for all Australians is reflected in the results of the survey. This must be a campaign of millions of respectful conversations that unite the country. We haven't a moment to lose, and we are hitting the ground running with hundreds and thousands of supporters talking about why marriage equality matters. This is a vote about the worth, dignity, and status of members of our family, friends, workmates, and neighbors. And across the country, people are standing up for them. Today, the campaign released a new TV and radio advertisement calling supporters across the nation to give out the vote. Oh, to get out and vote, sorry. Now, we know that the Australian people support marriage equality, but no one can be complacent. It is all about getting as many surveys returned as possible. We call on everyone to participate and to talk to their family and friends to make sure they do too. Together, let's get this done. The country's anti-LGBT lobby has nonsensically taken to branding the same-sex marriage proposals, transgender marriage, in a bid to adopt U.S.-style wedge issue tactics. In a release this week, the Australian Family Association took the claims to a bizarre extreme, using their falsehoods to try to convince lesbians to vote against equal marriage. On their newly launched trans marriage website, the group says, "What does transgender marriage mean for women and lesbians?" They claim two men identify as women and in a relationship can be legally married and be recognized as being in a lesbian marriage for the purpose of accessing lesbian-only organizations, events, and lesbian-exclusive spaces. Is this the sort of equality Australians want to impose on women and lesbians? That is interesting. That's a strange way to take up the idea of voting. I'm really interested in finding out if that's actually working. Now, on to different news, maybe a little bit more lighthearted. I don't know how many listeners are out there that actually watched the TV show Roseanne in the late to early 80s, 90s? Yeah, oops, I'm almost dating myself saying that 80s there. I have a cool piece of news from LGBTQ Nation, with Darlene will have a gender creative kid in the Roseanne revival. ABC has announced the first new character in its revival of the sitcom Roseanne. The revival will take place 14 years after the last season of the original run of the show. Darlene and David's daughter, who was born in the ninth season of Roseanne, is now a teenager. Yay! And they have a four-year-old son, Mark, played by MS McNamara. The casting breakdown for the character describes Mark as a sensitive and bright. Mark occasionally likes to wear girls' clothes. It's inspiring to see so much talent in such a young age, Sarah Gilbert, who plays Darlene, said about McNamara. Some people are born with abilities beyond their years. Amos is one of those people. The revival is set to run for 8 episodes, and many of the original cast members have agreed to come back, including Roseanne Barr, John Goodman, Lorraine Metcalf, Michael Fishman, Lick Gorson, Sarah Culk, and of course Sarah Gilbert. Roseanne put LGBTQ characters on television in the late 80s and early 90s when there weren't many. Roseanne's friend Nancy Sandra Bernhard and her boss Leo Martin Mull were both identified as gay. In a 1992 episode, Nancy came out. In a 1994 episode, Roseanne went to a gay bar and kissed Nancy's girlfriend, played by Marlene Hemingway. And in a 1995 episode, Lauren was married to a man. Whew. Interesting. Yep. So that's fun. I'm probably going to check it out. I want to see what all the cast members look like now in the new episodes after 14 years of watching the show. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing some cool things, talking about, you know, the news around the world, you know, music, all things related to LGBTQ things. Yes! And it's SoCan Week, so I get to play all of my favorite buddies from all over Canada. That's what that's all about. Now, I've got this cool band from Vancouver as well, Queer as Funk. Oof, man, they've been doing so well for themselves this year and years past. And I know that they're just gonna blast off into the stratosphere soon. So, I've got the song called Close Off that I'm gonna get into. And you tell me what you think about it. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
I told you, I'm not waiting no more. soul or your head. I want your body instead. Nah, 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 take your clothes off. Take your clothes off. You got me in a hole, everything in slow time disappears. Tell me all my time, I can see your thoughts when you're near. Nothing is the same as it was before you got here. Well, tell them not to wake me up. It's all in my mind, my mind. I told ya, I'm not waiting on the wall. You look way too good to leave this up to luck. And I don't want your heart, your soul, or your head. I want your body instead. Your clothes off. Not falling, falling for you. Not falling, falling for you. Tell me what you want. Why are you waiting so long?
Why are you waiting so long?
Why are you waiting so long?
I'm falling, falling for
you. 'Cause I told
you.
Look way too good to leave this up to love. And I don't want your heart, your soul, or your hand. I want your body instead. Nah, 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 take your clothes off. Take your clothes off. Take your clothes off. Woo. We're getting close.
I need a revolution in my mind. Yeah. My body's tired of wasting all this time. Easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need to turn yourselves around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta want this same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. 'Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. 'Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. 'Cause this is life when you're living to survive. In my mind, yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. Belief is easy when you see the truth will always set you free and turn you back around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, gotta walk the same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. 'Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy is suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. 'Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Is life when you're living to survive. Yeah. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah.
turn around and just walk with it.
Shameless. Grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl who uses just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and you're listening to CITR, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. Now, I also will continue on with my news. I've got this interesting piece. College uses Winnie the Pooh to tell potential rapists to masturbate instead. This is dated Monday, September 11th, 2017. New students at the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York attend a 90-minute presentation called Alcohol and Chill about sexual assault. In the presentation, students were told to think of sex as having traffic lights. If you get the red light, then the slide suggests you go home and masturbate. That slide had a picture of Rue with Winnie the Pooh with the words, rub one out. The caption below says, self-gratification can prevent sexual assault. Almost instantly, images of the slide were being shared on social media, causing both laughter and outrage. The solution of masturbation that the school presented is overly simplistic and not helpful to and not accurate. Annie E. Clark, the co-founder of End Rape on Campus, told The Cut, "Sexual violence is a targeted crime that people choose to commit. And to reduce it to something that can be solved by masturbating, I think, is highly uneducated and very misguided. Our IT officials, though, say that they are trying to address students who are showing up with less sex education than before. Many did not, did not even have sex education in high school and come from families that didn't want to talk about sex. And at 18, they are put in an adult situation with little supervision. If we are saying to sexually inexperienced young people, don't rape someone, it's bad, and that is all we are saying, what we are telling them to do, Darcy Lane Williams, director of the Center of Women and Gender, which helped develop the presentation, said we wanted to give students tools they can use when they left the program, so that when they find themselves in a sexual situation that isn't going where they want it to go, that they have options and understand their sexual satisfaction is their own responsibility. This, though, seems to be the crux of the problem that anti-rape advocates have with the slides. The message that rape is caused by sexual frustration, while rape has many causes, researchers believe that hostility towards women and an over-focus on personal gratification instead of connection are the predominant reasons. These reasons can be aggravated by alcohol consumption, low impulse control, and poor communication. Rapists have not been found to be particularly less able to have consensual sex than men in general. And this is the message that at least one first-year student at RIT took from the presentation. I think they are probably other issues that can cause sexual assault, but I think sexual frustration is one of the main things, and that is why they chose to address it, Christian 18 said. Another first-year student said that she thought the slide made it seem like rape is a joke. It made me very scared to say that I had experienced sexual assault, she said, but now I get the impression that people on campus think it is a joke. It doesn't help that other students have been making memes and apps that mock the slide. Someone even went as far to make a mobile app that has a button that when pressed says, "Roo," everyone gets a laugh out of it. Nicholas, another first-year student at RIT, said, I guess if we had to do it again, we might have used a different image. Lane Williams said, but I don't think we would use a different acronym. Oh, okay. Yikes. College. Yeah, I don't know if that's the greatest idea of presenting Rue from all of those young students' childhood as an image to think of when they're in the middle of a sexual experience. But, the Institute, the Technical University, what is it called? Rochester Institute of Technology in New York. I hope they try another thing and not just stop with one thing, because that could be handy as well. Now, I have some other news. Oh, and I don't know if I mentioned where that news came from. That was in LGBTQ Nation and dated September 11th, 2017. And now I have another piece of news from Brazil in GayStar News, which it says, dated September 12th, 2017 now. Brazilian queer art exhibition shut down for promoting pedophilia. Yikes. Look at the art that Sandarder sponsored with our tax dollars. Pedophilia, zoophilia, and offense to Christians. Sick. Hate comments forced a Brazilian art gallery to close their queer art exhibition a month early. Queer Museum, Queer Tactics Towards Non-Heteronormative Curation, opened on August 14th. The exhibition took place at the Santander Cultural, a gallery space sponsored by Santander Bank. 8th of October was originally due to be the exhibition's closing date. Instead, it finished September 10th. Santander's buildings were tagged with phrases, Santander Bank supports pedophilia, and they are antichrists, according to reports. Now, Galardo Fidelis curated the exhibition. He claims he had not been consulted about Santander's decision to close the exhibition. Fidelis says during the 25 days the exhibition was open, there were no complaints. The exhibition started to receive a lot of hate online last Wednesday. Three men posted a video online of them running past artworks saying, "See for yourself whether this is art." They said that Fidelis should go to jail for perverting the notions of family. One person took to Twitter to share pictures of the exhibition and say, "Look at the art at Santander that Santander sponsored with our tax dollars. Pedophilia, zoophilia, and offensive to Christians. Sick." Hate comments also said the exhibition featured a word that I don't feel like saying. F children. I don't know. I'm gonna leave that one. We understood who some of the work's disrespected symbols, beliefs, and people. The museum announced the closing of the exhibition via a statement on Facebook. They explained the aim of Santander's culture is to encourage the arts and promote debate around the big question of the contemporary world and not generate any type of disrespect or discord. Our role as a cultural space is to shed light on the work of curators and Brazilian artists to inspire reflection. We have always done this without interfering in the content to preserve the independence of its authors. And this has been the most effective way of delivering innovative work of quality to the public. Well, I think that's great too. This time, however, we heard the complaints and understand that some of the work in the exhibition Queer Museum disrespected symbols, beliefs, and people, which is not in line with our view of the world. When art is not capable of being inclusive and generating positive reflection, it loses its greatest purpose, which is to elevate the human condition. We can see the full statement on Facebook. Fidelis claims Santander was closely involved with the exhibition and knew about every piece in the collection. The description, their statement as Lady Rinith. The exhibition featured 85 artists and 263 artworks ranging from the mid-20th century to today. Fidelis described it as a concept we believe in dearly. diversity observed under the aspects of variety, plurality, and difference. So, again, that article was called "A Brazilian Queer Art Exhibition Shut Down for Promoting Pedophilia," and it was in Gaystar News, dated September 12, 2017. So if you want to go back, check it out. You're a person from Brazil or know about Brazil and want to know more, you can check it out there. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. It's SoCan Week, so we're playing Canadian music. Can you dig it? Canadian LGBT music. I gotta get that on there too, because that's actually really important. That's what we're all about here. And I've got this awesome band that I've been following, Sorry Edith, and their amazing single, Perch. I want you to check it out. Here we go.
We're covered in salt. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***? I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer@citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Oh, yes, we're having great fun. I am looking at... I'm really excited about this It TV show, or film, sorry, by Stephen King that's just come out. It's really exciting. And from what I can tell, there is an LGBT twist. So, I get right into this. I'm reading from, where am I here? I was looking at Pink News, and it's dated September 12th, 2017. We're not clowning around. Pennywise from It is the new gay icon of 2017. An unlikely character has joined the Babadook in becoming 2017's strangest gay icon, Pennywise. Pennywise, the dancing clown, is the antagonist in the Stephen King novel It, and has terrified generations of people. Now, the novel was turned into a miniseries in 1990 and has recently been turned into a film, which has its theatrical release on September 8th. Pennywise rose to his icon status when Twitter used Star Roti posted the Pennywise as an LGBT ally, with the quote gay rights attached to a photo of the infamous clown. Pennywise is an LGBT ally, confirmed. This tweet gathered a lot of attention, and some people were less than happy about the clown's allyship. The original tweeter posted these screenshots of one irate reply, which includes the phrase, "Pennywise went out on his way to terrorize the effeminate male children." The idea that his character would support a gay agenda is absurd. Take the post down. Oh my. The original poster then tweeted both of these images together, and Twitter embraced Pennywise as their newest gay icon. Parallels were drawn between 2017's more horrifying gay icon, the Babadook. The Babadook shot to gay icon status after Netflix mistakenly put the psychological thriller into its LGBT film category. Twitter embraced the Babadook into the community with multiple Babadook appearances at Pride events this summer. Drag queen Miles Janney then attended a season 9 finale of RuPaul Drag Race dressed as the Babadook. Rumors quickly spread on Twitter in regards to Pennywise's relationship with Babadook. Several people claimed that Pennywise and the Babadook were in fact in a relationship and couldn't be happier. Within the last few days, Pennywise has been cemented as both gay icon and fighter of homophobes in his own unique way. Aww. Well, you tell me what you feel about that, because I think it's kind of funny how mainstream media has been bringing in these funny, I would say, horror characters into the LGBT scene. I remember seeing the Babadook actually in London Pride when I was out there in July, so that's hilarious. But anyways, I know it's not appropriate for others who do not see the funny behind it. Moving on. What have I got here? I was looking at another piece of news that I wanted to share. Where is it? Oh yeah. This one is a bit sad now. Dated September 11th, 2016, theater community mourns death of Michael Friedman who's at 41. He is known for co-creating Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. The theater community is mourning the death of composer and lyricist Michael Friedman. He died on Saturday at 41 due to HIV and AIDS complications. The Public Theater announced his passing. Born on September 24th, 1975 in Boston, Friedman was best known as the co-creator of the musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. The show was a dark, satirical, rock-filled look at the 7th President of the United States. It ran off Broadway at the Public before engaging in a limited Broadway run in 2010. Politics was always a crucial element of Friedman's work. Beyond presidential musicals, he was a founding artist of the Civilians, a troupe that performers investigate theater. He also wrote songs based on voters' feelings during last year's election. Many names within the theater community were expressing their grief over Friedman's passing. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted Saturday evening, aching with gratitude for the music and joy he gave us, mourning all the music we'll never hear. Ah, yes. So, again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is DJ Denise. I've got some more Canadian music that I'm going to fly into. Old Soul Rebel has a song called Please, Please, Please. They are from Vancouver. Did I mention my sorry, Edith? Oh, yes, I did. And Rhea, Rhea May, who has Ooh Love, she's a chart topper, so not to have to mention her too much. But follow all the people that I play because they're all great. All right, here we go. Old Soul Rebel with Please, Please, Please. 101.9 FM CITR, Queer FM.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a
hard earned respect. Yeah, I I rev the X. They say my words rev the XX. Chromosomes of the unknown, so expect some notes that will reach higher. High temperature, cause I breathe fire. How'd you wanna pause? Recipes of syllables, hotter than jalapenos. My claws are present, but I don't like to impose. Sharper than your six and draw them still a toast. Stomping on your ignorance, I suppose. Like I got it, brah. I got it, brah. I push it up and elevate my sisters. I take the stage, a woman, but woman empire. This queendom needs no dictator. I read the XX, write it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rev the XX, I rev the XX. Write it on my chest, I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rev the XX. What's the method to our madness? How we exit out your boxes? How can you accept how we don't trip on your XY axis? Pit us one against each other like a cat fight or a contest. Trace a line to a brother, try to validate our success. Some doo-doo, he needs some Purex. When I see my girls, it's BFF. Texting XOX and we flex on them mic to flip the mess. History so phallic, our poetry come out of lips. Women gender benders, transforming the context. Building my own universe, heart hang on a hook and a verse. Woo-ha with my mega tricks, step to us, get cursed. Cast spells, a misogynist existence, it's magic, it's all in the music, immortal mystery said. I rep the XX, write it on my chest, I put my XX hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard and respect. Yeah, yeah. I rep that XX, write it on my chest, I put my XX hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard and respect. What up, Missy?
The name is Missy D, don't know that at somebody. Bring me the back up properly, focus my flow and poetry. The way I twerk the words, I make it perk. Metal bunny bosses in my nerves, feel the verse. I take him weird pauses, my flow on losses. With the usual flow, though you know it's cautious. Like within these bars are my thoughts, is our scars running deep like Harry Potter. Check my one, my mic, can't let the magic strike. Habrakadabra, speaking gibberish, alright? Now let's make sense tonight. I rap for the bold ages, all races, humanity, what complicates it? Us, society's never down with the minority. Trying to make it clear, call it y'all, sobriety. If you hear this, your majority, think about the value, not the currency. Dollar signs don't do the poverty. Human in the mirror, y'all, check your priority. Let's get it a little bit better. Live another day, so I can't fight for change. No superwoman, I just got my AX hard on my chest. I rep the XX hard on my chest. I rep the XX hard on my chest. I rep the XX, write it on my chest. I rep the XX.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You're listening to 101.9. Again, I'm just going to run through some quick events that are happening in the city. I am DJing a block party on Saturday. I got all the info here. It is, 1850 East 11th Avenue, starting at 12 p.m. Great events here, opening with a drumming, Cultural Saving Lives, performances. We've got a whole list of people. Just check out Block Party, B-L-O-C Party. There'll be workshops on beatboxing, dancing, dance, rap, spoken word, and ongoing art projects. Community weaving with Emily Shepherd. Now, it's getting close to the end of the show here. I've got one last bit to talk about. What's the one I had here? I remember I was reading a thing about decolonizing intersectional feminism, feminist reading group. This is, it's September 5th, so I gotta get rid of that. Cancel, don't hear that. And I've got Femme Concepts up next. Gonna get right into their stuff. Oh, I still have a couple more minutes. The board says it's 10 o'clock. The computer says it's 9:57. So, I have... what have I got here? I'm looking at a couple of things here. So Westward Music Fest is starting... What day do I have here? September 14th. That will be hosted and held at... Let me get that date and time... Oh, it says Vancouver. Downtown Vancouver. From September 14th till the 17th, with a load of artists. Vince Staples, A Tribe Called Red, to name a few. Hannah Georges, who's amazing. I played her on the show before. That is exciting. And looking forward... What have I got here? 9:58... Just want to make sure I'm out of here on time, too. And if you have any events, please hit us up on Facebook. Let us know if you'd like us to promote anything that's going on that you've got. Because promoting events is the heart of the community and getting things out there. See, Chris Rock is in town. Music BC... Rifflandia Showcase also is happening September 14th. And, call for submissions. Here we go. Swelling with Pride Anthology. Caitlin Press is doing a call out for, this is also for tomorrow. Oh, wait, September 15th. Friday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Caitlin Press. You can just type that into your newsfeed on Facebook. They've extended to September 15th. They're calling for submissions in currently seeking nonfiction submissions from queer women, including trans women of all ages and colors and backgrounds. Anyone who identifies this identity in their personal history, FTM trans, for an anthology explaining the diversion paths to planned queer parenthood. We are looking for honest